This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now, back to a couple of guys that see nothing wrong with being in the doghouse.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Rick, in this section, we're going to speak with Jeff Venn, the president of the Capital Area Koi and Water Garden Club here in Mid-Michigan. And Jeff, my understanding is that as president of the club, you've got lots of different members with lots of different kinds of water gardens and koi ponds and all different kinds of stuff like that, correct?
That is very true. We have a wide variety of people who are involved in the club. Come from a wide variety of backgrounds, and we have everything from quite small ponds that might sit in somebody's courtyard to large farm ponds that take up several acres. It's quite a range.
And when people are going through and setting up these ponds, are they doing it primarily because they want to decorate their environment, or are they doing it more because they just, the fish tank, Rick couldn't provide them a big enough tank, so they needed to get bigger? Help me understand the motivation behind it.
I think it varies. A lot of the people have been on previous pond tours, either with our club or with another organization, or maybe they've seen something on TV, or again, listen to your radio show and picked up the idea that, gee, we'd like to have a pond. So, you know, the reasons are just as varied as the sizes of the ponds that we have. My guess would be that most of the people probably got into it because they think, hey, this would be a great setting for my backyard. The aesthetics of having a little waterfall or a large waterfall, the bubbling sound, as well as being able to have the fish and the frogs and all the other critters that seem to come with having a pond, it really makes it a good hobby. People, I can remember as a little kid just wanting to go out to the creek and catch frogs and build little dams and do things in the water. And it's almost what it's like when you're playing with your own pond. You can spend hours out there just moving plants around or deciding how you want to change this rock or this feature. And I think it's that type of enjoyment that people look forward to.
Hi, Jeff. This is Rick Pruse.
Hi, Rick. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Great.
The one thing I noticed, because I've been to a few of your meetings, is that certainly there's a strong sense of community as well. I mean, I think that when I go there and I notice everybody that's there, I think that whether it's much younger or much older, I think that there's a real connection, and it just happens to be around a water garden. I know fish clubs and such all kind of grab people's attention, but this is a really unique and fun gathering, is it not?
That is correct. A great deal of it is social in the sense that we meet once a month all the way from March through November. And the majority of the time is in the summertime when the weather is decent. We meet at various members' ponds. So it's kind of a gathering where sometimes we have potlucks, sometimes we provide the food. But we always meet at somebody's house. We ask them to tell us about the pond and give us the features. Members will ask questions about their pond. And quite often we have guest speakers like yourself who have come in and spoke to the group and have a give and take type of procedure. So it's really good for new people that are wanting to get into ponds, as well as somebody who's had a pond for a while but may have run into a few existing problems with dealing with that pond.
We're speaking with Jeff Venn, the president of the Capital Area Koi and Water Garden Club. Jeff, let me ask you this question. When someone goes through the trouble to build it and they've got it in their backyard, I would imagine that is a real point of differentiation on their property. And when they go to sell their home at some point down the road, it's got to make it, A, an easier place to sell, and B, more valuable when they sell it. One or both of those true?
I would agree. Unless you had somebody who was an apartment dweller that had nothing to do with dealing with a yard or pond or anything of that sort, I would expect that most people would see it as very much an advantage, because when people come to our home, that's one of the first things they want to do is, oh, we want to see your pond, and how are the fish doing, and look at the frogs, and listen to the frogs, and this type of thing, and look at the water lilies. It's quite a feature, quite a focal feature. So for most people, I think it would be an advantageous aspect to have as part of your home.
And probably a real quick note is that the the smarter you are about doing one, so that it's a low maintenance or appropriate maintenance pond instead of some high maintenance project, the better off it would be. So come to the club and learn more about it, right?